Welcome to the Home Study Course, sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute, homestudycredit.com. This course is entitled Borderline Volume 2, Treating Frustration and Anger. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Jared Baxter. I will be the narrator of this CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of the course is to assist you in increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with frustration and anger in bipolar disorder. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each track is very content dense, so feel free to replay the track to review the content either for your own purposes, or, if you feel appropriate, play the track in an individual or group session for client education. Also, permission is granted to reproduce this CD. We encourage you to duplicate and give copies of this CD to colleagues, clients, etc., as you deem appropriate. We feel the information on our CDs is valuable. Thus, we have an interest in distributing CDs in as many ways as possible to benefit the greatest number of people who have a need and are receptive to this practical information. The questions in your answer booklet are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer booklet prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind, there is nothing tricky or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD. For the purpose of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapists or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concepts to your situations. When you hear the word therapists, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is the most meaningful to you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapists cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is the most meaningful to you in your work setting. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as dispelling myths, the source of anger, helplessness, the anger journal, trigger thoughts, stress and anger, preventing outbursts, trigger escalation, assuming, self-talk slogans, defensive anger, and response choices. So let's get started. As you know, borderline personality disorder, or BPD, is characterized by the client's inability to resist impulses. These impulses can manifest themselves in promiscuity, overspending, or rage. In this course, we will discuss the connection between BPD and rage. I have found that many BPD clients are reluctant to admit that their anger is unnatural or more severe than others. In such cases, I believe that the root causes of this reluctance include three anger myths that BPD clients hold. On this track, we will examine these three anger myths. The three myths are: anger is biochemical, anger is an instinct, and ventilation is healthy. I will also provide information that I have found helpful in dispelling these myths. The first myth is that anger is biochemical. Many BPD clients will link such hormones as testosterone and adrenaline to their anger. I have found that this is a great scapegoat for males who wish to blame their anger on something other than emotional intake. Andrew, a BPD client, stated, "Guys are just more aggressive than girls because we have more testosterone. We get that rush and we can't control it." However, what many clients do not understand is that there are two parts to an aggressive or angry reaction. These two parts are the physiological aspects and the emotional interpretation. Although there may be adrenaline or testosterone present in the blood during an angry reaction, this does not necessitate that the hormones were primarily responsible for the client's actions. I shared with Andrew a study done by Drs. Schachter and Singer. In these experiments, subjects were given what they thought were vitamins, but were in fact adrenaline capsules. Half of the group was told to expect side effects such as heart palpitations or tremors, which are side effects of adrenaline. The other half was not told to expect any side effects. The subjects were then told they would be taking an eye exam. While sitting in the waiting room, each subject came into contact with a person who had been hired by the experimenters. The stooge, as they called him, would act out two very different emotional displays. In one case, he would act euphoric and silly, throwing paper airplanes and laughing out loud. In the other cases, he would act angry, eventually tearing up the questionnaire the subjects were asked to fill out. Those subjects who were not told about the side effects reflected the same emotions displayed by the stooge. However, those subjects who were told about the side effects did not display the emotions they saw in the stooge, despite the fact that they had been given the same amount of adrenaline as the other subjects. As you can see, the amount of hormone in the blood was not the deciding factor on emotional outbursts, but rather the ability to expect and control the impulses. After I shared this experiment, Andrew became more hesitant in blaming his anger on biochemical reactions. The second myth BPD clients hold is the belief that anger is an instinct. This myth holds that anger and aggression date back to the Stone Age, when man used violence as a weapon to survive, and was in fact a violent character. The basis of this belief is held in the idea that prehistoric man was extremely territorial and used aggression to maintain his territory. However, there is significant evidence against this theory. Carrie, a BPD client, once stated, "Why should I be blamed for what my ancestors did to me? They did what they could to survive, and if that meant knocking off the other guy, well then so be it. It's still a dog-eat-dog world out there, and you can't bite back. You might as well put your tail between your legs and roll over. That's what my aunt used to say." I stated, "But Carrie, if everyone was as aggressive as you say, and violence was a way of life, how did the species survive?" I then asked her, "Think about other animals, like lions or gorillas, for instance. Do you really ever see them fight, or are their aggressions more display than anything else?" Carrie answered, "Well, you're right. I haven't seen an animal kill another one in the wild." I then stated, "Wouldn't it be counterproductive if the entire species went around knocking off the other guy? Wouldn't that put him in danger?" Carrie stated, "I guess. It would be kind of dumb to stick your neck out so far that it gets cut off." I then shared with Carrie conclusions come to by a conference of 20 distinguished behavioral scientists. Their conclusions about rage and violence included the following points. 1. It is scientifically incorrect to say that we have inherited a tendency to make war from our animal ancestors. Warfare is a particularly human phenomenon and does not occur in other animals. War is biologically possible, but it is not inevitable. 2. It is scientifically incorrect to say that war or any other violent behavior is genetically programmed into our human nature. Except for rare pathologies, the genes do not produce individuals necessarily disposed to violence. 3. It is scientifically incorrect to say that in the course of human evolution, there has been a selection for aggressive behavior. In all well-studied species, status within the group is achieved by the ability to cooperate. 4. It is scientifically incorrect to say that humans have a violent brain. While we have the neural apparatus to act violently, there is nothing in our neurophysiology that compels us to do so. In addition to anger is biochemical and instinctual, the third and most common myth is that ventilation is healthy. In other words, BPD clients are under the belief that by expressing their anger in an aggressive manner will act as a catharsis and their angry feelings will dissipate. Luke, a client, once told me, "I don't feel better until I've shouted my lungs out. One time, my friend was really late, and this guy is always late, you know. So there I was, steaming,
and when he got there, I just let loose. After I got done, I felt so much better.
I asked him how his anger affected his friendship, and Luke stated,
"Oh, we don't talk to each other anymore. The guy was a douchebag. He couldn't be anywhere on time."
I stated, "So releasing your angry feelings didn't help you to feel any better towards your friend?"
Luke stated, "Well, no."
Interestingly, this is a common occurrence. As you have observed, even when the anger has been expressed, the client still feels angry towards the other person. According to Dr. Jack Hawkinson, males generally only achieve catharsis when directing anger towards peers. Even after the altercation, the expressor still feels a resentment towards the instigator. When expressing aggression towards an authority figure, however, stress is actually increased. Females, on the other hand, only feel catharsis after a friendly confrontation. Any kind of aggressive confrontation led to the same amount of stress as males who were confronting authority figures. Hawkinson theorized that catharsis was actually a learned experience rather than innate. In a series of experiments on both women and men, Hawkinson was able to reverse the source of catharsis. Each subject was given a sequence of electric shocks, and they were given a choice to respond aggressively or friendly. While the males were rewarded for reacting friendly, the women were rewarded for reacting aggressively, which was counter to their nature. Eventually, each subject received catharsis through their new, learned reaction. I asked Luke if he still thought it was cathartic for him to release all his anger at once. He stated,
"No, I lost a friend, and I really didn't feel as good as I thought I did. Maybe at that time I felt good, but later I felt just as miserable as I had been before."
As you can see, Luke's previous belief that ventilation is healthy had been dispelled. On this track, we discussed three anger myths among BPD clients. These three myths are: anger is biochemical, anger is an instinct, and ventilation is healthy. I also provided information that I have found helpful in dispelling these myths. On the next track, we will examine three sources of anger in BPD clients. These three sources are learned responses in the amygdala, stress, and trigger thoughts. Question 1. What are three anger myths held by BPD clients?